You have to make again a shinut. You can't use the whole palm, like Rashi says. You have to only use from the knuckles and upwards. Only the part of your fingers, that's what you could use. In other words, you put the wheat and the shaft in your fingers, and that you throw across to the other side. Machu Allah Marov, and Eretz Yisrael, they laughed at him and said, no, Kivan the Mishani, once you make a difference from the way you do it on the weekday, afilu bekula yodanami, even with the whole hand you're allowed to do. And like Elo Amar Rablaza said, Menafeach biyodayachas, you're allowed to take the whole kernels with the shaft in one hand. Over kol koichai, if you want, you can throw it up, throw it on the side with all your might, as long as you're only doing one handful. In other words, in the middle of the week, the derech was take two handfuls together and throw it up in the air. And then we said the kernels fall down in one place and the shaft falls down in another place. So now on Yom Tov, if it's enough of a shinui, if you just take your finger, just take one handful and throw it up. The Mishnah says, Beishamai Yomir Meshamai says, Tavlin, spices, nidoichin, b'modur shalaitz. You're allowed to grind up spices in its own special a grinder, but you have to make some difference, shem shinui. In the weekday you use the handle or the piece you use to chop with is made out of stone. Now on Yom Tov you have to use the modur shalaitz. It has to be a wooden chopper. Even though the plate you chop on is the same type of a plate you do in the middle of the week, just the chopper should be different. V'hamelech, let's say you want to chop up salt, then we say you have to have two differences. Befach, it has to be an earthly kli, not the regular kli you chop in, or v'yetzapor, and also you have to use a wooden stick to chop with, not the oven, not with the stone. U'beisil, Oymir Beisil says, Tavlin nidoichin kedarkin. If you want to grind up spices on Yom Tov, you can do it in the normal manner. B'modur shel evin, even with a stone, the way you used to do it in the middle of the weekday, you chop it up with a stone. V'hamelech, just when you want to chop up salt, then we say b'modur shel etz. Then you have to make some difference. It has to at least be, the chopper has to be made from wood. Now the klal of this is that we know meleches oichol nefesh is mutter to do on Yom Tov. Now it's a big we know la locher, it's only mutter mi melechas lisha v'yelech, it's mutter. In other words, from kneading the dough, from there on you're allowed to. But any melech that's involved in the wheat before kneading the dough, it's also to do on Yom Tov. In other words, you can't pull off the wheat off the stalks, you can't make a tchina, you can't make a grinding, you can't winnow it, you can't be merakeh the flour, all these things are also. And some achleikas rishonim. Some rishonim learn about it's only midirabonim. In other words, midirais, it's taka true, all meleches oichol nefesh is mutter. Any melech you're doing for the purpose of eating is mutter to do on Yom Tov. That you can't do from only up until Lisha, that's only midirabonim. We'll soon see why. Other rishonim lo, it's mamash midiraisa. In other words, midiraisa, you're not allowed to do meleches up until Lisha. And the Ezber is, those meloches are things you do for a long time. Like usually when you harvest the field, you don't only harvest for one day, you harvest for the whole year, the whole crop. When you start to grind by the mill, you don't just grind a little bit, you grind the whole flour, your whole crop. So those are called meleches havoida. It's a melech of an havoida that's also to do on Yom Tov. The Torah only said, oichol nefesh means, melisha veilech, lisha is the pshat, when you start to make the dough, you only make the dough what you're going to use right now. You make bread for right now. So meleches oichol nefesh that you're doing for Yom Tov itself, that's mutter. Mashenkin, the meleches of before Lisha, usually it's done for a long time, those are called meleches avoida. Now here in our Mishnah we have a chiddush, that even though we're saying grinding is usher, that's only when you're grinding all the wheat together, it's called the meleches avoida. But here that you're only grinding the spices that you're going to use today, they used to have small choppers for this, and here it's a derech just to chop the amount that you need for today. So that's mutter, that's also called oichol nefesh. Therefore, the Mishnah says that according to Beis Hillel, you're allowed to chop up all any spice you want for Yom Tov. Just when you come to chop up salt, you have to have a shinu. You have to do something different. And we'll soon see in the Gemara. So Gemara says, the Kula Yalm, everybody holds mihas, melech deboy shinu. Our Mishnah knows that even Beis Hillel holds, salt has to have some shinu, some different doing. Now, my time, what's the reasoning? Why does Beis Hillel say regular spices you could do, only salt not? Rav Hunav, Rav Chizda, it's a machlokes. Chadoma 1 says, Kol hakadeiros kulan tzrichas melech. There's all the dishes, all the salt, all the food that you can make on Yom Tov, you know, need salt. So therefore, even before Yom Tov, there's a time that you should have made the salt before Yom Tov. That's called the melech she'efshal ha'asayis in Erev Yom Tov. it was possible for you to grind up the salt before Yom Tov, and you knew for sure you're going to need it, because anybody that cooks always needs salt. So therefore, you should have done it Erev Yom Tov. That's why now to do it on Yom Tov, you have to do a Shinui. But not all the dishes that you make need spices. So therefore, before Yom Tov, you did not know exactly if you're going to cook with spices or not. So therefore, it was called like Eyev Shel HaSpicim Erev Yom Tov. Therefore, you're allowed to make the spices first on Yom Tov. The Chadom, another set of different reason, that Kol HaTavlin Mafigin, Taimen. All the other spices, if you're going to chop them up yesterday, by today they're going to lose their sharpness. The sharpness doesn't stay that long. O Melech Mashenkin by salt, Eino Mafigin Taimen, does not lose its taste. Therefore, salt, we say, you should have chopped up yesterday. It's a Melech HaShef Shel HaSpicim Erev Yom Tov. Mashenkin, the other Tavlin, you couldn't have done it yesterday, because if you would have done it yesterday, by today, it would not taste as good. And the Gemara says, "My benai, what's the difference between the two svaras?" Benai, the difference is the yoda my keder reboy lev shulei. Let's say somebody before Yom Tov knew exactly what he's going to cook on Yom Tov. So according to the first svara, then it would be also to chop up even other spices without a shinui, because you knew yesterday exactly what type of a dish you're going to make. You knew exactly what type of a spice you need, so you should have made the spices yesterday. But according to the second reasoning, that it's mafiga taima, doesn't taste as good, you have a right to do it today and not yesterday. And agav, this is the hetter for cooking when you cook on Yom Tov. Really, cooking is called the malacha she'ef shel asoisim erev Yom Tov. You could have cooked something yesterday. And anything you could have done before Yom Tov, you're not supposed to do on Yom Tov. The hetter to cook or to bake on Yom Tov is that the food tastes much better. Or fresh baked bread or fresh baked cake tastes much better. Therefore, if you want to bake or cook on Yom Tov, you're allowed to. But enech nami, something that cooking it up tastes better if it's a day or two old, then you're talking not allowed to cook it on Yom Tov. That's called the melacha she'ef shel asoisim erev Yom Tov, and you should not do it on Yom Tov, you should do it before Yom Tov. See, also, spices are something that you did not know about it before Yom Tov, therefore you're allowed to do it on Yom Tov. But salt that you knew about it, you should have done it erev Yom Tov. Inami, or else, let's say, according to the difference between the second svarim. The second svar was that melech doesn't lose its taste, and spices lose its taste. Bimarika is another type of a spice, Rashi says karkum, that also does not lose its taste. So therefore, according to the second svar, it's also to do this marika on Yom Tov, because you could have done it yesterday. But according to the first svar, since you did not know if you would have needed it or not, it's called Iyash Shel HaSoisan, therefore it's mutter to do on Yom Tov. But Amar Rav Yehuda Mashmur says, Kol ha-niduchin niduchin kedarkin. He like argues in our Mishnah, V'yafilu melech, even salt. It's according to Beis Hillel, if you want to chop up even salt on Yom Tov, it's mutter to do it without any shinui. That's the way you're allowed to chop it up in its chopper, the salt that you need today. For the Gemara, V'ho-marta, we just got finished saying that melech boi shinui, even according to Beis Hillel, salt, before you chop it up on Yom Tov, you have to do some type of a shinui. You can't use the stone, but you have to use a wooden chopper. And the Gemara, who do you make a tana? I'll tell you, Rabbi Yehuda, my Shmuel is going according to a separate tana. The tana would not like this. Omer Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says like this. Lo nechluku beishamil beisilul. There's no machlokes between beishamil beisilul al haniduchin shaniduchin kedarkin. That on spices, you're allowed to spice it in a normal manner. O melechi mohen. And when you're chopping up salt and spices together, even beishamil holds at the same time, you could chop them together. Where is the machlokes? If you want to chop up salt by itself on Yom Tov, Beishamai holds melech bepach uviyetz apor. Beishamai says by chopping up salt, there has to be a big shinui, a big difference. You have to use a different bowl, not the regular bowl, but here you have to use a pach, an earthly bowl, uviyetz apor, not to use the regular stone chopper, but you have to use a wooden chopper now. And also, let's see. You can only make a little amount of salt. Like usually when you go to salt meat, we say, if you're going to cook up the meat, you have to make a good malicha, you have to use a lot of meat, a lot of salt. But if you're only going to roast the meat, then you don't need salt at all. That we put salt, it's only a little bit salt. See here also, how much salt are you allowed to chop up on Yom Tov? Only a little bit. That's what Beis Shammai holds. But you can't make a lot of salt that you need to salt a piece of meat in order to cook it up. Beis Hillel says, Bechol dover, and with anything you could grind it up with anything. So the Mariah Sakasha, Bechol dover, with anything you want. Like Rashi says, the Havamina is, even with Muksa, also you could do it. Is that true? Can you chop it up with something that's Muksa? It means rather, for any purpose you want. Even if you want a lot of salt, that you want a salt to meat, in order to be able to cook the meat, so then you have to get all the blood out with Malicha. So even Bekitz, you want to do a lot of Malicha, you're allowed to chop up a lot of salt. And like Rashi says, it's mashmiyot, even without a shinu at all. The normal man, you're allowed to chop up the salt. So according to this Tanner, even according to Beis Hillel, you're allowed to even chop up salt as much as you want, and any manner you want, even the regular manner. So that's why he passed in salt, you could chop in a normal manner. Omaleira vachabrad lebrei, vachabrad told his son, ki daiches, when you chop up salt, Rashi learns, atli atli vedoich, tilt a little bit. In other words, even like we just learned, you're allowed to use the regular grinder, but some little shinudu, a little shinudu, tilt it on the side. So when you use your grinder, grind it with a tilt on the side. Rav Sheshesh Shoma Keil Buchna. Rav Sheshesh heard on Yom Tif that somebody was grinding, he heard the grinder working on Yom Tif, they were grinding salt. Ezomar, so he said, Hai lav megavoy devesoy. This grinding for sure is not coming from my house. Devesoyhu. It's not coming from my house, because Vices healed, it was also. Fred Gemara Vedumatzlu Yatzli, like why do you say it's us? We just turned it smoother. Just you have to tilt it a little bit. So maybe that grinder was being tilted. So Moran says the Shemiya de Heve Tzolokoli. Rav Sheshi was able to tell and heard that the voice is a pure, clear voice that only comes if you grind it normal manner. But if you tilt it, it's not called good. You wouldn't get such a voice. So he knew they were grinding it in a normal manner, not a tilt even. Fred Gemara Vedumatzlin Heve, maybe they were only grinding up spices, that spices is mutter without a tilt. You only need a tilt by salt. So Marian says, Rav Sheshes knew that tavlen nevuchim menafa klayu. He knew that if you'd be grinding up spices, the sound would taste, would sound a little bit different. It wouldn't be a pure sound. The Rav Sheshes nevuchim menafa means kishay meshabrin hagarina, when you break up the kernels of the spices, nishma kernel b'maducha k'menavchin. You hear a special type of a voice. And here he didn't hear that noise, so he knew it was not spices, it was salt. And it was being done in the normal manner. See, hell, that was also a cold part, and you have to make a shinui, tilt it a little bit. So the ma'isa was brought down la locher is that you are allowed to mikra din grind up spices. However, salt is shown to do with a shinui. But then Ramo says our minig is even by spices also to do a shinui, because some shit this is the chiluk is where the spices, if you knew about it before Yom Tov or not. So the kids, so the minig is any type of grinding, if you want to grind up spices, Only to do it with some type of a shinui. Right, the Gemara says now, Tana Rabbonin, we went to the Brice, Ein Oisin Tisni, you're not allowed to grind up wheat. Rashi says Tisni means one kernel into four pieces. V'yein Koishin B'machteshis, and you can't grind it up in a grinder at all. So the Gemara says Tarte, like the two things are opposite. First you say you can't chop it up one into four pieces. Mashma, one into two is mutter. And now you're saying you can't use a grinder at all. So Gemara says, "Hokhi karma." This is what the Gemara means to say. My tam, what's the reason? Ein oisim tisni. How come? Why can't you chop up this wheat, these kernels, from one into four? The fishein koichim b'machteshes, because you're not allowed to use the machteshes on Yom Tif at all. Fred the Gemara, if so, v'leim ein koichim b'machteshes. Let it say clearly, you're not allowed to use a chop. You can't use this type of a chop to chop up wheat. In other words, this mistam usually grind up wheat a lot of the time, and that's called mleches avoyde. That's why it's aser. Now the Gemara itanan itoni ain kreishim b'machteshes. If it would have just said you can't use a grinder to grind the wheat, I would have thought tani merely one of that said b'machteshes gedela. Only a big grinder. That's when usually you use it to even grind up a lot at a time. That's called the mleches avoidim. Avu b'machteshes ketana, when you only want to grind it up in a small grinder, ain meshap adami. Maybe I would have said then it is mutter. Kamash v'lo. That's why we have to have a chiddush know that even a small one is also awesome. That's why it says two things. Don't chop it up into four, and don't use a machteshes at all. Not even a small one is also. For the more of a tanya, we're not in a price, not like that. We're not in a price, so, ein koichim b'machteshes gedoylo, avu koichim b'machteshes ketana. You're just not allowed to use a big grinder you can't use. But a small one you are allowed to use on Yom Tov even to grind up wheat. So Mora says, om rabaye ki tanya na b'masniso machteshes gedoylo. So Bais says, enechnami, change around the terrace we just got finished saying on the brisa. Not to say that a big one, taker, and a small one, both are usher. Rather, the brisa only needs to say only a big one is usher. Benachnami, a small one, taker, is mutter. So like Rashi says, the Brice before is like saying two different halachas, not a maitam. One thing is you can't chop up these wheat kernels into four pieces, even in a small one. And then you can't use a big one for any purpose at all. Mara says, Tanya, we learned. Kitanya, this is another little Tanya. What's it about? Rava says that like Kasha, another terrace is no stira. Ha lo and ha lo.